You know, what is so amazing is that my blazer still fits after all these years. Because I was at school in Rotherham, you know. The motto was a good Yorkshire motto, in Latin, of course. Underneath the badge. Brasso in clutcho in tacto. You know? You know? Here. Have we got the headmistress of Wakefield Girls High School in here tonight? Have we? Where is she? She's... Oh. How are your results, Mrs. Langham? Would I expect any less? I mean, would I expect any less? Fabulous school. Fabulous school. I've been there, haven't I? Great school. Superhead. I did visit a girls' independent high school in the south of England, and unlike Mrs. Langham, the headmistress was very nice, but she said, "It's so nice to meet you, Mr. Finn." She said, "But I've read your books and they're very droll." I said, "Thank you, Miss Smith." She said, "But I have to say that I hope that you will speak rather more slowly, because the girls, might not quite pick up what you say, what with the Yorkshire accent that you have." Well, I was with two other inspectors. One looks as if he had an operation here, so he spoke like this. The other one like this. And me in the middle with the Yorkshire accent. Well, we got to the governor's meeting. The sheriff of governors was an ex-brigadier. I didn't understand a word he said, and he didn't understand me. All I heard at the end of the table was, "Well, personally, I said in Blues and Royals, but I was filming my adjutant. I said, well, I said, well, I mean, he's gone with me, Lydia, and he came and never to do it. But I said, whatever. But anyway, I was up with the girls in the school, and I said, whatever. So what we endeavour to do, Mr. Finn, is give the girls a good grinding. A good grinding. Grinding. Spelling, punctuation. Oh, grounding. Grounding, yes. Well, we got on stage, the head girl in a red gown stood us, three of us, here, the inspectors. She took centre stage, they came in. Silence, the staff in their gowns. The head girl said, "School!" The headmistress, down she came, Miss Smith, like a little bat in her gown, up the steps, fluttered along to the lectern. We were standing here, the inspectors, like the Beverly Sisters. Yes! I mean, I was in the middle, so I was Joy. Do you remember the Beverly Sisters? Sisters. There was Babs and Bobby. The headmistress said, "Good morning, girls." "Good morning, headmistress." "Good morning, members of staff." "Good morning, headmistress." "And good morning to you, gentlemen." We said, "Good morning, headmistress." "It will not have escaped your notice, girls, that we have with us this morning three gentlemen. These gentlemen are school's inspectors, and they will be with us for the remainder of the week. If they ask you a question, answer them in your usual clear, cogent, and enthusiastic way. And should they look at all lost, I'm sure you'll be able to tell them where to go. You may sit." They all sat. We were still standing there, ready to break into a chorus of sisters. But we caught the head teacher's eye, and she said, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Could we have three chairs for the school inspectors?" And the whole school went, "Hip, hip, 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 hip." It's a funny thing, though, isn't it, language? It's such a funny thing, language. Go to the Yorkshire Dales Museum. There's a sign outside, big letters. "Please leave Heather for all to enjoy." Shop in Harrogate, bargain basements upstairs. Sign on Doncaster Station outside the gentleman's toilet. "Attention, wet floor, this is not an instruction." I'm decorating the porch at the moment. I got a heat gun from the hardware shop in Doncaster. Believe it or not, on the packet, it's on the box, it says, "Warning, this blow lamp must not be used as a hairdryer." My wife's here tonight with my little grandson, Harry John Gervase Finn. Oh, he's backstage. I know, he's such a lovely little lad. Christine will be out here, but she's had a bit of a rough time, what with the lipstick. I mean, she did follow the instructions on the side of it that said take off cap and push up bottom, but... Sign in a primary school from the head teacher on the board for the staff during winter. Warning, children must not skate on the frozen water unless passed by the head. Teacher set an essay in a York school. Describe a Roman soldier you know well. My daughter's GCSE maths paper, this option is compulsory. My son's history paper at GCSE, you have to think about this one. Trace the events leading up to the birth of Henry VIII. I mean, mind you, I'm the one to speak. I'm the one. I make mistakes, we all do. I was the registered inspector of schools that sent a letter to a grammar school that should have started, Dear Headmaster, in accordance with the Education Act of 1969 revised, it is incumbent upon me to tell you that an inspection under Ofsted will take place on such and such. But it should have gone out as Dear Headmaster, but I got my new laptop. And actually, it went out as Dear Head Hamster. I mean, fortunately, I had a sense of humour and replied, Dear Gerbil. So I was all right. But I love language. And of course, when children make mistakes with language, we should be a bit tolerant about it. You know, GCSE chemistry. What advice would you give to someone handling dangerous acids? Two-word answer, be careful. Yes? Health and safety question. What would you do if your little brother swallowed a key? Get him through a window. Oh, when I was an examiner for GCE, the old GCE. Ooh, it was fabulous, that. Went to Manchester for the standardising meeting. I set the question that many failed. I'm sorry if you failed. It was that famous question on Macbeth, which will go down in the annals of the NUJMB as being possibly the hardest question ever set in any O-level. Trace the development of Lady Macbeth's growing insanity from Act 3. With close textual reference. They couldn't do it. The man next to me said, well, this is a terrible question. I mean, my candidates have written half a side. Half a side, next candidate, half a side. I'm at the Salesian College, they've all written half a side. Now next to the other side, yes, said Tim Hill. That was Mark Haberdasher asks, half a side. Down the list of examiners was a man who stood up and said, half a side. I have a candidate here who has written half a line. Tell me, Mr. Finn, what do I do with an answer that is shorter than the question itself? Half a line. To trace the development of Lady Macbeth going insanity from Act 3 with close textual reference, half a line. I said, what did he write? He's written, see Act 3, scene 2, line 21. He said, I took the trouble to look it up in a copy of Macbeth that I had to hand. And it was the line that Macbeth utters before he plunges the daggers into the sleeping king. And the line? I cannot do this bloody thing. Give him a distinction. Give him a distinction. I love language. You know, I love that sort of language. Yeah, I was asked a while ago, you know, what was the most embarrassing situation you had when you were a school inspector? How long have you got? Why do I attract it like a magnet? Why did it happen to me? I don't know. I went to this school in the middle of the Dales and they had a formidable woman. She had a very good inspection. She's very, very formal and firm. She was like a bee. She had a really tight little waist, big woman, bay window of a bust. I go in, she said, oh, I'm glad you've come in, Dr. Finn. She said, you can be a visual aid in assembly this morning. So this sounds ominous, Miss Smith. All you have to do is sit on the chair of the front and glower. Pardon me, glower. Look really angry. Because, Mr. Finn, I am not best pleased with your six boys. They've been very naughty, and I'm going to give them a good telling off. And in assembly this morning, there will be no hymn, "Give me joy in my heart every morning." For there is no joy in my heart after what they have done. What have they done, Miss Smith? I shall all be revealed in assembly. When I go in, she sits me like a king on a throne, glowering. End of assembly. You may all go back to your classrooms, except for year six boys. Come down the front. Line up. You dirty, dirty, dirty little boys. You dirty boys. They were going. When Mrs. Leach, the cleaner, and myself went into the boys' toilets after school yesterday, they were disgusting. I know what you've been up to. You've been seeing who can get highest up the wall. They all looked at a little lad at the end. Well, let me tell you this, it will stop. Mrs. Leach is not appointed to this school to clean up after your dirty, dirty, dirty habits. And if I find on the floor today so much as a smidgen, a droplet, a tiny little bit of... You know what? You will clean it up yourselves. Is that clear?
Yes, Mrs. Smith.
Pardon? Yes, Miss Smith. Yes, Miss Smith. This gentleman here on the stage is Mr. Finn. Look at his face. She went... He is disgusted, aren't you, Mr. Finn?
Oh, I said disgusted.
Mr. Finn is a school's inspector sent into my school about the toilets. And he is appalled. Don't start the waterworks because you are very naughty. Now, in my waking dreams, I could not believe what she said next. But she said it. Lovely pause, and then she said... When Mr. Finn goes to the toilet. He doesn't flip it about. Like a fireman's hose. Do you, Mr. Finn? He directs it where it should go. And that is what you will do. Well... It is a Yorkshire term, gobsmacked. Completely lost for words. She said, I think we made our point. I said, yes, I do believe we did.